there is no desire that no, rather, there's no denying that there's a desire to have a medical facility for sufferers of mercury poisoning on Grassy Narrows First Nation. In 2017, Jane Philpott, then the Minister of Indigenous Services for the Liberal Party, pledged federal dollars for a specialized health care center in Grassy. Now, the independent MP says it's imperative that Ottawa follows through. Still, there's no deal between Ottawa and Grassy Narrows. That's largely because the two sides don't agree on how the center will be funded. Now, Rudy Turtle is chief of the community. Here's some of what he has to say about the need for locking the funds into a trust rather than the standard government contribution agreement.
I'm not really convinced because it's when you look at all the contracts that Doug Ford has torn up, so if another government get in, I would think that they would have the same power that since they're going to be in power, right? We want something secure. That's what we're asking for, and so. We're not quite convinced. We're not convinced by what they're offering and by what they're telling us. We did ask for 24 beds, and that is what they're giving us. But talking with my with one of my workers, he mentioned the beds are a little smaller than what was from the original design. But that's another thing that when I met with the deputy ministry is that we put forward, we told them what about the original design, because they have their own blueprint that they showed us, but they are going to work on that. I hope it doesn't get bogged down there again. We are making small steps, but it's just not, we need to make big steps, let's put it that way. It's just too slow, and the trust would be a very big step, and that would make us breathe a sigh of relief, for sure, if they did that.
Rudy Turtle is the chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation. Seamus O'Regan is the Indigenous Services Minister today. He spoke with the CBC's Matt Prokopchuk about what the federal government is proposing in terms of funding for that medical facility.
It's something that I can do within my authority because we've got the money ready, the money is booked, I've got the money approved, I can do this. So, that's, I guess, part of our ongoing discussion between the chief and I. It's just allaying any feet that he has that we could just walk away from this, or even that a future government could walk away from it, which he was concerned about. And what I'm trying to do and assure him of is that this is binding and this is for keeps.
He addressed the Standing Committee on Indigenous and Northern Affairs. He's still looking for a trust to be set up. So is there a second agreement? Obviously, there's the agreement that you went to with Grassy Narrows with. That didn't get signed. Is this a second agreement that is coming?
Yeah, this is the contribution agreement. So this is very formal. It's financial. It's legally binding. And I think, and this is all part of ongoing discussions, some of it, of course, it's happening publicly right now. Some of it happened in my 4.5 hours with him and the conversations that I've had with him. We got to get to the same place, and I need to make sure that he understands that this is binding. But this I can do, on the issue of trust, and I think my associate deputy minister today, when he appeared in front of committee, said that the process of getting a trust would be long and onerous, and it would it's not within my immediate authority, to be honest. So I want to make sure that he understands that he will have that certainty, and he will have that surety of our commitment financially, and that we can do that through a contribution agreement. It allows him to get shovels in the ground now, which is the big difference. And that's what I want to do. I mean, I think our goals ultimately are the same. We want to make sure that we look after people in the community. And I can do that with a contribution agreement.
Was when you went to Grassy last week, was that a contribution agreement you brought with you, or was that something different?
No, it was an agreement. It was what we call a memorandum of agreement,
right?
Which outlined everything. And it was, you know, relatively detailed with you know, a work plan, costed, and you know, I've approached Keshechuan and Cadillac with very similar agreements, and they're followed with contribution agreements. In fact, where I'm driving right now, I just drove over Freedom Road at Shoal Lake 40. And that was a contribution. That was the result of a contribution agreement that we signed with the community. So that's the normal course of business, and it's legally binding for the government of Canada. So I need to give the chief those assurances. I understand he wants to make sure that this happens. He wants to make sure it's real. And, you know, it's up to me to make sure that I give him those assurances.
Another part of this, obviously, is the total amount of funding. When asking for the trust, they had pegged $88.7 million as the total amount that they were looking for. Does this contribution agreement secure the same amount of money?
Yeah, it does, because we're looking at operations and management going on. You know, for basically, we're committing to operations and management every year. So yes, it very much is. And, you know, we're talking about two facilities. We're talking, and we've worked with community on that. You know, and we would double the capacity of the clinic that's there now, and giving it a telemedicine capability, allowing much more room for nursing staff. And then we would also, they asked for another building in a location of their choice that would house for assisted living, that would have 22 beds for assisted living and room for family, you know, occasionally. And it, you know, a spacious facility that would allow people to come home who are currently receiving treatment elsewhere. And that's really important to him. And you know, obviously emotional, both to him and the community. We listened and we're building, I guess, according to their instruction. So I think, I mean, I'm hopeful. I think we're in the final stretch, because we both want to get to the same place, and we're committed to making this happen.
When do you expect the contribution agreement will be presented to Grassy Narrows to sign?
So as far as I know, the contribution agreement has been presented to them. We're working on it right now. And I understand he has to have the time, and the community has to have the time to give it a look and to absorb the numbers and the figures. And you know, he has advisors, I'm sure, who want to look at that as well. And, you know, we've got to allow them that time. But I think, you know, I'm anxious to get things moving. I know that he's anxious to get things moving, too, and I think we're getting there.
Today, like I say, we've been hearing that they're still holding out for a trust. Does sure. that concern you at all, that you're going to be met with rejection again?
I certainly hope not, because, you know, I think that we both have a common goal, and that is looking after the community and making sure that people can receive the care that they need closer to home. So, you know, the onus is on me to give those assurances to him and to make sure that he understands that, you know, I think the objectives that he sees in a trust can be completely fulfilled in a contribution agreement. But a contribution agreement is something that I can do. I can do that right now, and it's something that the government does all the time. It's legally binding. It can't be, you know, unilaterally rescinded. So I think, you know, once we were able to give him those assurances, I'm hoping we can get there.
Minister, thank you very much for the call and for the time. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Seamus O'Regan, Indigenous Services Minister, speaking there with the CBC's Matt Prokopchuk.